Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Xinhu Li. Xinhu is my first name. It's something wrong in program book. It's my presentation topic. It's groundwater recharge from floods in a hyper-arid floodplain. Groundwater is an important source of water for the growth of nature vegetation in some arid and semi-arid area. Groundwater depth is a critical feedback variable that determines vegetation dynamics. As a picture from Char River, the distance from river was increased, the groundwater table was declined, but the forest was degenerated. Yes, overview. So the successful conservation of a riparian forest will require knowledge of the groundwater. Floods are of a great concern of the global climate change. With a suitable management practice, floods can be of a benefit to the ecology of arid and semi-arid areas. Floods are an important source of groundwater recharge in the most of the arid land. Direct rain infiltration is regarded as non-existent. In many desert areas, water resource management in arid environments must rely on the quantity of flood water infiltration and percolation, which recharge the shallow alluvial aquifer. Yes. The flood can cause some pond water infiltrate the soil. Some infiltrated water can be reached the groundwater. But we must be know how much pond water can be reached the groundwater table. Understanding of the floods and their associated recharge of alluvial aquifer is a crucial for better management of available water resource. Long-term development and management of groundwater in arid region, especially in alluvial aquifer, depends on the establishment of a balance between the amounts of recharge and weather. So to complete this goal, recharge components must be carefully accessed. The Tarim River is the largest inland river in China. More than 90% of existing floodplain forests along the Tarim River rely on the floods. Yeah. Their forest as a safeguard for the cycle of all economic activities, provide a wide range of ecosystem service and function. Yes, it's Tarim River, it's Tarim Forest. It's near the desert, so it's very important. If the forest declined or degenerated, the delta area was large, it become zero. Environment problem. Planned or controlled flooding is an effective method for rehabilitating river and reversing ecosystem degradation. To recover the degenerated nature vegetation, ecology water consumption was artificially regulated by the ecology gate in the Tarim River. Yes, the objective is simulate the nature flood, and it's artificial flood. It was necessary to investigate the flood effect on the groundwater in the floodplain soil. Determine the relationship between the flood pounding depths and the change in the groundwater table in the river floodplain of the Tom River is critical to assess the contribution of nature and artificial plant overflow to groundwater recharge. So this study aims to investigate the flood effect on groundwater use this meter neural network model and to determine the relationship between the flood water depths and the height of the groundwater rise. A study rare is the Xinjiang province. It's Tarm River. It's a study site located at the Oxford Water Balance Station and in Burn Season. The warm temperate and average desert climate of Oxford. The annual mean precipitation of 52 millimeters is little. Annual potential evaporation reached 2,500 millimeters. It's very, very high. Two less meters were built at the Oxo Nation Water Balance Station. Each less meter consists of three columns and opposite observation wheel. The less meter was made of glass fiber reinforced plastic with a wall thickness of 12 millimeters. The less meter was embedded the soil fail. Soil fail and the soil and the soil sieved and dried and repacked in this meter. This profile map in this meter is the soil clone, is observation well, the observation well is a cube connect. Observer the groundwater table. This container controls the groundwater table. Five flood depth treatments and three initial groundwater level treatments were performed. From soil water was measured by a neutron probe and 40 depths. The experiment soil is silt loam. It's a particle size. It's a soil rotation curve. It's a numeric simulation. Simulator uses the model. It's a very common use. Soil hydraulic properties were described using the Webby Newton model and analytic function. The flood water depth significantly contributed to the groundwater recharge, and that various flood water depths had different altitude and different initial water table. And you see initial groundwater table is the height table, water table wide, height table wide. It's flood pounding depth. So if the initial groundwater table was deep, the range of change in the groundwater table was smaller. There was a strong relationship between the flood water depth and the height of the water table rise. The determination coefficients R square was 0.97 when the initial groundwater table was at 200 centimeters, was 0.967 was at 250 centimeters, and 0.900 when the initial groundwater table was at 300 centimeters. The groundwater table rise repeatedly after flooding. After 10.5 hours with a mean value of 0.616 hours for all tests, indicated that the groundwater rebound quickly to flood in this experiment.
this very quick response. But the phone is
very slow.
Numerical simulation show a good agreement between the simulated and the measured groundwater levels with the ASPOI and MSA of 63.91
centimeter respectively. Specifically.
The rise in height of the groundwater table was affected by flood water depth and six initial groundwater table and four initial water soil. What content was simulated? Consider the influence of the various hydrological characteristics. Regulation equation has been suggested for estimating the groundwater. Regression equation between the initial groundwater table, initial water content, flood water depth, and water table rise was fitted using the results of the numerical model. It's a model. It's very simple.
R square and RSA values were 79 and 80.80 centimeter respectively.
Above mentioned before, this is of great concern in the plan of the regulated flooding. For determining the time of artificial watering and the amount of water flowing in the top river, so we can consider the time interval as a variable. So the artificial watering time considering this equation is fitted the R square and MSA value is
89 and
150.96
centimeter respectively.
In summary, is a strong relation between the flood water depth and the height of the water table rise. The groundwater table responds quickly to flood water, and its falling velocity is significantly less than the water rise velocity. If the initial groundwater table was deeper, the rate of change in the groundwater table was smaller. A good relationship between the initial groundwater table depth, the initial soil water content, flood water depth, and groundwater table rise was established. Considering that nature and artificial flood frequency related to flood time interval, a relationship was developed
between them. So that's all. Thanks for your attention.
Questions for Shen Hu? What is the ecologic impact?
Ecological impact?
Yeah.
What? Flooding?
The flooding.
Yeah. In every there, the rainfall is very few, the surface flow is not enough. So the flood is an important source to supply the forest growth. Some arid plant is very strong. His diet. With no water flood, is a long time. But if one flood, this plant was recovered. So the flood is very important. The flood water becomes the soil water the plant can uptake. And the flood reach the groundwater, raise the water table. The plant use the groundwater, they can grow very, very well. Some scientists cost a flood a forest.
Okay. I want to thank all the speakers for today, all those that came. We missed a few talks, but the ones that were here were really good. Appreciate it. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Gary. You're going to lead us in our planning meetings, I guess, for next year.
Okay, our next class is the business meeting. So in tradition, our first agenda to select the next community leader, WASP leader. And this is elected, they will become the community leader in the last 1990. In the past, every year our community leader were always the scientists who grew up in China and came to the U.S. So we realized the education. So last year I changed the policy. So we made the reform. So I promote to elect one Zhongfei. Yeah, that's why Dr. Van Wilson is here. So as you can see, most audience and next year, I believe you will change the okay, so Dr. Lucia Bo were nominated as vice leader candidate vice leader next year.
Sure.
Yeah, we believe Dr. Bo could provide service to our community in a special way, using his unique expertise. He has a, which most people do not have, he has industry experience in real world. He also has academic research experience. So he used the both modeling approach and water usage management research using remote sensing, which is a hot topic. So I think he will be very good candidate. So by law, the case is selected, so we need to help our members here for this kind if you agree.
China, America, China,
rotation.
He's from China.
Really going to be glad to start with community. Let me give a general introduction about myself. Born in China, of course. I came to the U.S. in 1999. Got my master's from West Texas A&M University. It was about plant soil and environmental science. And then I went to Texas Tech University, got my PhD in agronomy, which I focus on precision agriculture. After that, I went to a precision ag company that does remote sensing, GIS, GPS, a lot of different stuff for site-specific management, particularly water, the site-specific management. And after I spent about 8 years in that company, I went to Monsanto for about 3 years. I was a global environmental model scientist. Did a lot of remote sensing, look at the world, where would be the best location for like a plant breeding, germplasm, those kind of resources. And in last year, in September, I got back to the academia, more interested in precision agriculture and doing a lot of site-specific management in water resources and trying to improve water use efficiency. And also I have a program to integrate remote sensing in water management, especially for irrigation schedule. So we have a program running now. It's based on soil properties and also on weather factors. So weather factors are actually the main component now. So the next step, I try to integrate the remote sensing part so that we know how the crop is growing during the growing season, and also what is the soil moisture. Those have to be input by the users now, so that in the future, this tool, using this tool, we can simplify a lot of those parameters which the farmers have to input, have to put in the parameters. We should have a more accurate irrigation scheduling tool so the farmers can use more efficiently, so that we can improve the water use efficiency a lot more in the semi-arid regions, for example, in the West Texas region. So that I think we can improve the model so that we can serve the community, we can serve for the other regions. So water is number one in my research in the future. So I really will be glad to serve the community, try to help everybody, and I hope everybody can help me improve too. Thank you.
Okay, now it's the process to vote. Whoever agreed to select, let us suggest that.
Thank you.
The one thing that we'll need also is feedback for next year's meeting.
Yeah, from now on, I control the duty or responsibility of our to Dr. Clay Wilson. He will talk about the program next year.
Yes, but first, let me thank Gary for organizing.